Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay, brought to you by South Bend International Airport, offering nonstop flights to 10 destinations with close parking and short lines. SBN is the smart choice for travel. Fly SBN.com. 94.9 WSJM, committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest. And Surf Pro of Berrien County, they make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. Present Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay.
Talking St. Joe Today events today. And usually you hear from Amy, but Amy couldn't make it, so she sent some other ladies that work in the office, which is great, though, because it gives you the opportunity to hear from other young ladies who are working in the office. So, hi, ladies.
Hey, Lindsay.
Hey, Lindsay. Introduce everyone. Introduce yourselves to everyone listening, if you don't mind. Tell me your name and what it is you do for St. Joe Today.
Sure. I'm Danielle Crevier. I'm the business and marketing manager for St. Joseph Today.
Yep.
And I'm Tess Carriger. I am the membership coordinator for St. Joe Today.
Fantastic. So I feel like because I know what St. Joe Today is, everyone else does too, but that might not be the case. So can we maybe start with what the heck is St. Joe Today all about? And I guess what do you do day to day?
Yeah. So we're responsible for a lot of the fun that you see happening in downtown St. Joseph.
You said that like it was going to be a bad thing.
Yeah, right?
We're responsible.
Whoops. We're responsible for all of that. Yeah. So we run a lot of those big events that happen. So when you see... Ice Fest, or you see Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass. Those are events that are coming out of our organization.
Oh, yeah. I can even touch base with some of the things that you guys have been up to, because we're going to kind of cover upcoming events, but I also like to just recap and see how things went. So I think let's start with, I was in Live Mannequins this year again.
Yeah.
That was huge, right?
It was. It's the thousands of people that pack the downtown. It's crazy.
Yeah, and then since then, I feel like it's been forever since it was December, but really it was just 2 months ago, you know?
Right.
You also do things like Santa's there, right?
Yep.
What else you guys
do? We had Santa's house downtown the month of December, yep. And then right after Live Mannequins, we actually had the Rain Dog Parade.
Yes.
Which is a lot of fun as well.
Yep.
Lots of costumed animals and their owners.
Uh-huh.
And then we just recently got off the Chili Tour Beer Fest weekend.
Yes. And then, of course, the Ice Fest, all that fun stuff. And now what I'm super excited for is everyone keeps coming through my doors lately, and they're talking about all these great warm weather events. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass Festival is set for Saturday, May 19th this year. And even though we can't tell you the lineup, we can tease it a little bit, right?
Yeah.
You guys are going to actually make the announcement on what day?
So we're going to release our lineup on February 15th, so coming up real soon.
Where are you going to announce it at? Like, what's the easiest way to find that out?
We'll send it up on our, we're going to send out a press release, so probably I would say like the Herald Palladium Mailmax is going to probably be your best bet.
Yep.
We'll probably
Otherwise,
announce it on our
Facebook.
Otherwise,
if you check out the website.
Yeah, Facebook website, we'll announce it there as well.
Yep, and they have such a great organized website. A lot of the people that come through, and I actually find their events that are posted to your page. So if you just head to stjoetoday.com, not only will you see what they're up to, but what other people are up to that they post to their website. So that's pretty cool. Can you tell us how many acts there will be, or how many we have to look forward to this year?
Yeah, so it's our standard lineup. We have five bands. We're really excited. So tickets go on sale this year March 1st.
March 1st is when they go on sale. And that's another thing that we're mistaking is people might not know what the Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass Festival is. So what year is this going to be for that concert?
This is going to be our sixth, I believe.
Yeah, yes. That sounds right. So for anyone who is unfamiliar, it takes place, was it called the Whirlpool Centennial Park?
Whirlpool Centennial Park, yep. It's from noon to 8. So it's all outdoors. You've got some great like craft beer. We call it like a taste of Michigan.
Yeah.
So we've got craft beer. We've got some wine there. We've got also got a lot of local food there. So
oh,
it's
yeah.
really great. You can come in and out when you purchase your ticket.
I was there last year, and I had a barbecue brownie. It was had like another name, but it was from the bistro. And I'm like, no, I don't want to try a barbecue brownie. That sounds so gross. But it was probably one of the best brownies I've ever had. Well, I actually just decided to try it. So just to give you an example of some of the fun things that a lot of our local places can come up with for that. How much do tickets range for that?
So we've got $20 in advance and then $25 day of.
Yeah. Now you normally sell out, right? Or does it normally...
Normally, It's yeah, the day of, we usually end up closing the gates about 3:30 or so, I think, is in the past.
I always encourage everyone to just get your ticket well in advance and then make sure that you enjoy the entire day of the festival. That way you won't have anything to worry about. You won't miss out, right? Okay, so keep in mind that the lineup for that is coming out on February 15th, and the concert this year is Saturday, May 19th. That is the Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass Festival. What if I want to sponsor that event? Is it too late?
I don't believe so. Just contact us at St. Jude Day. You want to talk to Amy?
Okay. Yeah,
she's
Amy will get you hooked up
with that.
And you guys have a lot of great sponsors every year that make this all come together. So everyone that has, I guess, supported this festival, and maybe if you attend year to year and you want to become more involved, reach out to someone at St. Jude today. So something else that we're looking at is I have Legos written down.
Legos,
Legos.
Yeah, it's the Build Your Way Around Town. So it happens the month of March in downtown. So that usually consists of like the Curious Kids Museum, Shadowland Ballroom, Silver Beach Carousel, the Heritage Museum, Krasel Art Center, the library, Box Factory, St. Jude Day, all those great nonprofit organizations kind of come together and, you know, plan a month of fun.
Okay.
So we kick it off on March 1st with the Builders Bash. So you can actually display your Legos if you're a kid that loves Legos. You can display them at the carousel. So visit their website for all that fun information.
Got it.
But the Builders Bash is really to celebrate all those builders.
So you have to be a kid.
You have to be a kid. Well, I think it's like 18 is the cutoff, but I don't think they would say no to adult Lego builds.
So what's the concept? Do we get to see other people's Legos in all these different places? And I guess I can only imagine what you could build with Legos.
Yeah, there's all these really cool displays. Tess and I have gone down there a couple recently, the last couple years, and just they're so imaginative. Like, it could be a Lego kit, something that somebody made up in their, you know, their own mind.
Do you keep information about this and where the stops are and where we can see everything on your website?
Yeah, so you want to visit buildyourwayaroundtown.com, or there's a Facebook page as well. So that has the whole schedule. There's a Lego big build that's in the beginning of March as well, and that's when they take over Shadowland Ballroom, and these like professional Lego builders actually build like a town, and they've got like a train going through it. It's really neat if you haven't seen it before.
Does that take place the entire month of March?
No, it's only the 2nd through 4th.
Okay,
so it's only that one first weekend.
So put that down on your calendar. Again, that's happening in March. Mm-hmm. And then I wanted to move onward to summertime. Summertime's crazy in our area downtown, but that's because a lot of what you guys, I guess, set up and have down there. So for anyone who is unfamiliar with some of the things that St. Jude Today puts together downtown, can we start with, I guess, farmers market? Let's start with that.
Oh, sure. So farmers market actually kicks off Memorial Weekend, I believe. It's the May 27th, so it's the end of May. It's from 9 to 2, and it's Saturdays all the way through October 14th. So you have a lot of opportunities to check out some really great, like, local produce.
Oh, yeah. It's items that you would never even imagine to see. Like, there's beautiful flowers down there, great honeys. I'm thinking, though, since it is so early and it is kind of, you know, months in advance, how do, I guess, people become vendors as for farmers market? How does that work?
So we actually are full for the 2018 season, but we always are accepting people on our wait list. We've got quite the wait list. We're always interested to see what, you know, other vendors can bring to our farmers market to make it really robust.
What days of the week is the farmers market?
Just Saturdays.
Just the Saturdays.
Yep, from 9 to 2. So you can actually just call our office or stop in the Welcome Center. On our website at stjuderday.com, at the very bottom, we actually have a vendor information link. So it's anything for farmers, artisan fair, and antiques as well.
Well, that was going to be my next one. So I think it's on Sundays I see it when I'm down there walking is when antiques is, right?
Yeah, first Sunday of each month. So that actually kicks off our summer season on May 6th.
Okay. What else? Anything else you're preparing for, I guess, months to come?
Yeah. The Artisan Fair, right?
Yeah.
That's coming up, too.
Okay.
So that one is June 2nd, and then again in September. So the first one, it's a great weekend. It's just a lot of, it's kind of like everyone's really excited for the warm weather. The Bluff is a great venue. Yeah. It's just a beautiful, beautiful place downtown.
I have to ask this just because I know this is so random and completely off topic, but there was a lot of lights that were downtown for Light Up the Bluff in association with the Live Mannequins event. Who has to put those up and take those down?
That is the City of St. Joseph. Yeah, that's the City of St. Joseph and the St. Joe Improvement Association.
Do you work with them on setting that up, or how does that work?
We work closely with them, and then we watch them set up the lights.
Yeah. How long it takes?
It's a couple weeks. It's quite the process. You know, you'll see different things like the snowmen in the Whirlpool and Centennial Park usually goes up first. And we see them wrapping trees, wrapping railings and stuff like that. They say it's over a million lights, so it's just crazy to think about.
Yeah, it's funny. You always see, like, you love going down there and enjoying it, but then you never know how much effort goes behind it until you go to put Christmas lights on your tree and you realize how big of a pain it must be
to actually do that million.
Well, it looks beautiful down there during the holiday seasons. Another thing you guys did that we completely forgot to chat about was Luminary, right?
Oh, we do. Yeah, we do Luminary in the middle of November.
Yeah. So those are just some of the things that they had planned for us, I guess, in months past and that what they have upcoming. I think the most exciting and the one that you need to be aware of for already next week, the announcement on February 15th is the lineup for the Barbecue Blues and Bluegrass Festival. And then the lineup will be announced, and following the lineup announcement, March 1st is when tickets go on sale. Okay. Easiest way to learn more. I know the Facebook page is probably really great for you. You set up an events page for that event, right?
We do, yes. You can join that event and then keep getting those updates about bands. But then as we get closer too, you know, what breweries are going to be there, what food trucks will be there. So it's a great way to kind of stay connected on that level.
Exactly. All right. Well, thanks, ladies, for filling in for Amy today. I will bother her as soon as the lineup is announced. I'm sure she'll be right back in the door.
she will be
to tell me all about the lineup. In the meantime, make sure if you want to check out Really, they have the connection with not only what they're up to, but what a lot of other people in the area are up to, especially as we go into the next few months and it gets warmer. Website, office place, phone number, all that jazz, ladies.
Yeah, we're at stjoetoday.com. You can also find us on, of course, Facebook, Snapchat, Instagram, and Twitter. We're located in the Welcome Center, and that's at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joseph.
Fantastic. Well, thank you, and have a great rest of the week.
Thanks. You.
Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay. Brought to you by ServPro of Berrien County. They make any size disaster seem like it never even happened. If you'd like to get your group or organization on Lindsay's schedule, email letstalk@wsjm.com. Got Something to Say with Lindsay Kay from News Talk 94.9 WSJM. Committed to serving Michigan's great Southwest.